Well, welcome back to Season 7, Episode 8, Hunter Logan Unmiked. I know it's been a bit. I was supposed to have this done a lot earlier. Well, it is what it is. And I had to let some time lapse so I could put into words the right way what I needed to put into. And I'm going to pick up from the Nashville trip where we went for several reasons. The main reason was for my granddaughter, Hadley, and she was performing and competing, actually, Sound of Small Town America, which was put on by the Inspirational Country Music Association. It was also the Inspirational Country Music Awards as well. Now, every award show up until this one, I've always covered as radio, but this time I didn't. This time, as well as being nominated for Radio Personality and Radio Station, I got nominated for Song of the Year for Man on the Middle Cross. Very excited about that. That's the first time that's ever happened, that I got nominated as an artist for Song of the Year, period. First time ever. That was really great. You know, when you get there and you're at the award show, that's when you find out if you make the top five. Well, I didn't make the top five with the song, but being nominated was quite the deal. Really was. Now, like I said, the main reason for going was my granddaughter. She was competing, and this was her first time singing with a live band and being in Nashville. And she was getting a chance to sing on the Grand Ole Opry. She didn't really know much about that, so she didn't know the history of the Opry. Something she's not really, it's not her fault. It's just not something she was brought up around. In previous episodes, you know that I judged the first two contests, and then I recused myself once she competed. I thought that would be the correct thing to do, which it is. And so I recused myself from being a judge the rest of the time of the contest. So I was just going for support for my granddaughter. And of course, since we were there, we attended the Inspirational Country Music Awards as well. And we didn't win anything. And that's okay, because we've won plenty of times, and it's good for someone else to win for a change. I've never been about the awards anyway. They're nice to have. It's great visual aids. It looks great on paper. It's great to show, but the goal is souls. If we can use that to aid in winning a soul, then great. But that's going to burn up like hay and stubble, like everything else. It's just, so it's going to happen. It's always great to be acknowledged. It really is. Now, the pruning process would continue. Now, I told you in a previous episode that moving to the new location was a pruning process. And that pruning process would continue on in Nashville. And it did. Now, there were some things that I was uncomfortable with. There were some things that were happening that I didn't care for. But again, I wasn't responsible for them. It had nothing to do with me. I wasn't the one in charge. I wasn't the one putting stuff on. I wasn't the one making decisions. And I'm sure, just like there's plenty of people standing in line to tell me what I need to do with HLE Radio, I'm sure there's plenty of people standing in line to say what they need to do. So therefore, I'm not casting any stones. I do know this, and I will say this. You can say what you want to say, but your actions will always prove. Every single time, your actions will prove who you are. You can say what you want to say, but your actions will always show who you are. That's why I always say, look at the fruit. Look at the fruit. Bible says you are known by the fruits that you bear. Look at the fruit. That's enough said on that. That's all you need to do. Look at the fruit. Now, this time I decided to go as an artist instead of the radio guy. You heard me in the previous episodes talk about why. Talk about the difference between artist and radio guy with me. I get treated different. So I wanted to see just how that would work. Like I said earlier, every award show, I would cover it as radio. This time I didn't. I went as the artist, Hunter Logan. Not the radio guy. But of course, I'm still the radio guy as well. So if questions come up about radio, I'm there. But it just so happened that one particular artist stopped me. Well, there was a couple of them that did, actually. But this one wanted to know how to get a song to me. And they had already reached out. I got the message. And then asked again. Asked if I got it. I said, yeah. Said they wanted to make sure I could get it. How they could send it. Well, this particular artist had already, several times, blasted internet radio, saying how internet radio doesn't do anything for Christian country music. And kind of bad-mouthed it and said some not-so-nice things about it. And so I asked this artist, I said, listen, I don't understand why you want me to play this song when you've repeatedly said that internet radio does nothing for Christian country music. You yourself have posted that openly. You bad-mouthed this, even referenced a certain radio station. And we know you were talking about HLE. I mean, but anyway, doesn't matter. And I said, I want to know why you would want me to play this if we're irrelevant and we do nothing to help or further Christian country music. I'm still waiting on the answer. I never got an answer back. See, that's the kind of stuff, pruning process. Had another artist stop me. Said, man, want to get together, get our dates together. We want to come, you know, stop in and do the morning show. We really want to get back over there. I said, okay. You know, the morning show is open to everybody. I mean, always has been. Four times already you've done pass through and never stopped. Well, yeah, I know we're busy, got to get somewhere, you know, quick, whatever. That used to not happen. But, you know, we've been busy, got to quick. I'm like, all right. But definitely want to get these dates down and match up a date. I said, okay, man, I'm open, whatever. And it's like, you know, definitely get a date down. I got a new album coming out. I said, are you sure? You don't want to just stop in because you got a new album coming out? No. We're going to stop in. I'm like, all right. Again, no date. Still no date for stop in. There's still no date for the morning show. Still no date. We didn't get together and get a date. Again, the pruning process. Hey, I get it. I get a lot better than what you think I get it. And since I haven't had an event here, since I haven't been able to have an event here, because I've been handicapped, I've been a full-time caretaker, I've had to move my office, had to move the station, I've had to split my time back and forth, I've had no help with being a caretaker or the radio station. Finances have taken a huge hit, still ain't getting no help with that, giving has went down, all that. And what I figured out is that if I'm not having events here for them to come where they can get showcased, certain artists, right? If I don't have something going on all the time, they're not coming. That's been proven because artists have already come by here and haven't stopped. Haven't stopped to do the morning show. Haven't one artist, not the one I was just talking about, a different artist. Came through, it didn't even stop. Several of them have done that now. Used to, they're always stopping in. But that's okay. It's fine. I get it. It's a pruning process. Things are getting ready to change for sure. because we're getting ready to do business at HLE Radio a whole different way. We have to get some money coming in to keep the doors open. We're going to have to do things a little bit different. And we're not going to be a doormat anymore. Well, we're still going to be ministry first. But there are some things that we're not going to be associated with anymore. There are some things that God has pruned away from us. Just letting you know, it's coming. But one thing that will not change, the goal is souls. The goal is souls. And HLE Radio is still the biggest promoter of Christian country music, period. I'll stand by it. Go look at the fruit. If you don't believe me, go look at the fruit. We've broke more artists. When I say we broke more artists, we were the first ones to play them, first ones to get their music out. We're still in a standalone storefront on Main Street. I used to make note about people being in their bedrooms and people being in the house because it was different. I don't care if people are in their bedrooms. I don't care if they're in their house. As long as they're reaching a loss, it's good. You know, I used to make a big deal about that. I don't anymore. It doesn't matter. If they're reaching a loss, who cares? I don't care anymore. Right? If they're in their house, they're in their bedroom, they can be in their bathroom. As long as they're reaching a loss, that's great. So that's what we need. We need to reach the lost. That's what really matters. We need to be the best example of Christ that we can be. But we don't need to look like the world doing it. We're called to be set apart. I'm the first to speak out about legalism and religion. They're both killers. But we are to be different. We got to quit trying to make Jesus wear the devil's clothes. Somebody's got to take a stand. I got a song about that on the new album, by the way, which is going to be out shortly in September. I got some information on that, too. Won't happen in this podcast. Probably going to happen in the next one. But hey, I'm going to leave right here for now. We're going to continue to reach the lost. We're going to continue to do what God called us to do, the best we can do it, best way we can. We're going to continue to find those Christian country artists and push that Christian country music because that's what God gave us. We're not calling it anything different. We're not calling it anything else. If people want to call it something else, that's fine. They can do what they want to do. It's no biggie. I'm not arguing with anyone. Whatever. And I'm responsible for HLE Radio. I'm responsible for Hunter Logan. That's who I'm responsible for. And what God called us to do. That's it. That's what I'm responsible for. As long as I get that right, I'll be okay. Got a new website. It's going to be thehunterlogan.com. Hunterlogan.org will work, but everything social media-wise is going to thehunterlogan. Thehunterlogan.com. I'm going to talk about that in this next episode coming up, along with the artistry and different things like that. And God loves you. I love you. Remember, Matthew 6:33. See you next time.